Welcome to the Conscious Parenting Radio Show, loving, empowering, and respecting God's children with your host, Timothy Stutz. Timothy is a master of many ancient arts and sacred sciences, as well as a certified children's self-esteem coach. If you are a parent, grandparent, educator, or simply someone looking to experience more rewarding relationships, join Timothy and discover the miracles of living and parenting from your heart and soul on the Om Times Radio Network.
Namaste. Aloha, everyone. This is Timothy, and it's my honor and pleasure to welcome you to part two of Commanding Your Soul Power. Thank you for being here as we explore simple activities that will heighten your and your children's experience of your souls, activities that can easily be integrated into your daily lives. Thank yourself for being here, for being a conscious parent who wants conscious, compassionate, truthful, nonviolent, and blissful relationships with their children and everyone else. In this moment, I invite you to smile, relax your body, focus your mind, open your magnificent heart, and set aside all the activities, thoughts, and emotions that preceded this divine moment. As you live in and as your ever-existing, ever-conscious, ever-new, blissful soul, you unlock the powers of your immense heart, beautiful body, and marvelous mind. You purify your emotions and transform your life and the lives of your children, family, friends, and community. Remember from last week what the great meditation master Baba Muktananda said it was like to walk in and as the light of your soul as we go about our daily activities? Baba, who traveled the world in the 1970s, igniting the soul power of millions, said, "You will see splendid sights and glorious forms. You will perceive internal divine lights. You'll feel love for one another. You will see the whole world as radiant. Along with visions, you will hear inner sounds. Sweet, divine music will ring in your ears. As you listen to it, you will have such a sleep as enjoyed only by heavenly beings. These melodious strains will compel you to dance in ecstasy and eradicate your indifference, distress, and ramblings of mind. Not only this, the inner music will release celestial ambrosia, and you will relish its sweetness. This nectar, trickling from the palate, is the sweetest of all taste. Each drop is worth more than millions. This elixir will expel all your diseases and fill you with gladness. Your anger will vanish. You will exude ambrosial sweetness. You will rejoice in your spouse and children. As you taste this nectar and become absorbed in it, you will be transported with inner delight. Oh, my dear ones, you will also inhale divine scents. Your inner aroma will be released not only in your home, but your whole world will become tranquil. Your body will shed its heaviness and sloth and become lithe and vibrant. I know from my own experience that you and your children can delight in these soulful experiences every moment of every day. However, like everything else we become good at, enjoying the wonders of our souls each moment does involve some conscious participation on our part, some practice. It doesn't happen all by itself. You and your children can cultivate the wonders of your souls by integrating some simple, easy activities into your daily lives. Simple and easy activities like watching the thoughts floating through your minds. Watch your thoughts as one-pointedly as a child listens to his or her favorite fairy tale. Really become aware of what's going on in your mind. When you notice thoughts that are not constructive or joyful, acknowledge them and then let them go. Let them slide from your mind as easily as water runs off a newly waxed surface. Replace them with an endless stream of thoughts about love, your children, beauty, your beloved, helping others, great saints and masters. Take control of what you think. One morning, in the moments just before I awoke from a night's sleep, I noticed my mind was actually starting to plan the day's activities, like it had its own agenda. That was the moment I decided to take control of my mind, not let it plan and think things before I even woke up completely. Take control of your mind. Create a serene, focused, vibrant mind you can use to achieve your full potential and create fertile gardens in which your children's lives will blossom. A proven way to use the full potential of your mind and cultivate the ecstatic experiences of your soul is by becoming quiet. By creating a calm, beautiful, safe place inside yourself where you can connect with your soul and make clear decisions about your life. This is an activity that you and your beautiful children can do together. If they are with you now, please invite them to join us. If they can't be with us now, please share the recording with them. You can download it from the Conscious Parenting Archives at radio.omtimes.com. Focusing and quieting your minds allows you and your children to ride the currents of your breath into the depths of your souls and recover the priceless treasures awaiting you. It gives you and your children the ability to stay centered in the midst of uncomfortable or challenging situations. Situations when you might feel powerless, sad, hurt, afraid, angry, jealous, left out, or alone. With practice, your soul power will be instantly available whenever you need it, like water when you turn on the tap. That's why we're enjoying this practice again this week. So if it's safe to do so, please bring one or both of your hands to your heart and close your eyes. With each breath, relax deeper and deeper. Watch your breath as it effortlessly flows in through your nose and out through your nose. You don't even have to try and breathe. Just watch. Observe the breath as it flows in and out. Follow your divine breath all the way in to where it pauses for a moment before it naturally starts to flow back out. Then, with your awareness, follow it all the way out to where it pauses for a moment before it naturally flows back in. Watch it flow in, watch it flow out. Pay attention to the pauses between the breaths, the peaceful pauses between the peaceful breaths, the peaceful pauses where you can feel your soul. When you practice this on your own or guide your children, take your time. Watch your breath till you feel very calm and peaceful. Then, as now, imagine, pretend, and feel like your body is completely hollow, empty, like the center of a drinking straw. Pretend you are breathing warm, soft, loving air into your empty body. You are completely hollow inside, completely hollow. There is nothing inside, no pain, no tension, no thoughts. Just love. You feel so light and empty, yet so full of love. Now, visualize or imagine you are in your favorite place, perhaps your room, a special place in your yard, a park, a big blue lake, a meadow, the ocean. Imagine what it's like to be there in your favorite place. What does it feel like there? Notice what you are doing there. What sounds do you hear? Really be there. Make this favorite place very real in your mind. What colors do you see? What do you smell? Can you touch or feel anything that's there with you? What or who is there with you? Feel how calm you are in this place. Your favorite place. Feel how protected and safe you are in this place. Feel like you are all snuggled up in your favorite blanket or comforter. Feel how powerful you are in this place. Feel how loving you are in this place. Silently say to yourself, I am love. I am beautiful. I am safe. I am calm and peaceful. I am powerful. I am a divine soul. I am safe. Imagine you really can see your soul. Remember what sparklers look like on the 4th of July? You can see the light of your soul. You can feel the vibrations of your soul. Remember what the sparkling lights look like when they beam somebody from place to place on Star Trek? Imagine seeing those sparkling lights all around you. You can feel the sparkling radiance of your soul. Imagine you are in the center of the brightest, most sparkling rainbow you've ever seen. You can even hear the music of your soul. It might sound like booming thunder, the wind blowing through pine trees, or the soft sound of the ocean when you put a seashell next to your ear. When your mind is at rest, your body at ease, when you feel safe, your soul comes forth. When you get up and leave this special, magical, safe place, you feel wonderful. Know you can come back here anytime you want and recreate these feelings. Practice this every day, just like you eat every day, just like you go to sleep every day. Now, on a long, slow inhale, fill your entire being with the radiant light of your soul. As we flow into our first pause, exhale, sending your soul light, your love to everyone listening in this moment and to those who will be listening to the recording.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope your body is feeling refreshed, your heart happy, and your mind calm, and a soul that is so blissful. Breathe deeply in this moment and know you are an embodiment of bliss. Feel the blissful soul you are. You truly can live in your soul's perpetual bliss, peace, contentment, and wonder, completely untouched by the changes of age, daily activities and challenges, karmic circumstances, and even world upheavals. You can experience yourself as a divine soul whose loving heart, calm mind, healthy emotions, and beautiful body will obey its divine commands. Here's a command I use every day to nurture total health. I invite you to repeat it after me. Every cell, every molecule, every atom, every pore of my beautiful being is alive, healthy, and functioning as God intended it to. Again, with conviction, every cell, every molecule, every atom, every pore of my beautiful being is alive, healthy, and functioning as God intended it to. With practice, your body will obey your soul's commands. Sometimes you may be guided to make other changes in your life so those commands can be realized. No matter what you affirm, you cannot enjoy a healthy body eating junk food and drinking sodas. As we talked about last week, you can live in and as your soul. You can maintain consciousness 24/7. You can maintain consciousness while your body sleeps. You can watch it sleep. You can constantly embrace the life you created and are creating with every thought and action. There is not one thing that you have ever done that was a mistake, that you could have done differently. In each moment, each instance, you chose the best course of action given your level of consciousness at that moment. Embrace yourself. Have compassion for yourself. Embrace your children and family. Have compassion for them. Each of you is truly making the best decision you can in each moment, given your level of consciousness. As a team, as a family, your consciousness is cumulative, and you can assist one another with grace and ease through blissful and challenging times. You can look deep inside your souls from within your favorite places to understand the fullness and richness of why you're really together, to find ways to constantly nourish your souls and the souls of your children. Cahil Gibran's words in The Prophet are such a beautiful reminder on how to nourish your children's unique souls. If written today, they could be titled The Essence of Conscious Parenting. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backwards, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children as living arrows are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable. He bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand, God's hand, be for gladness. Embracing your joys and your sorrows as gifts from God, being a conscious parent, those are the fuel that propel your children's lives forward. Be grateful for and walk through each moment of life, experiencing the divine soul you are first and foremost. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable. God loves you and your children. You are unique and infinite soul rays of God's love. containing the full essence of God's love. Just like each ray of sunshine contains the full life-enhancing spectrum of the sun. One of India's great modern masters, Paramahansa Yogananda, says, "The universal everything is made of the singular consciousness of God. When a spark of that consciousness is individualized by God, it becomes a soul capable of ultimately expressing the God image in which it is made. In essence, the soul is perfect and complete, an exact reflection of God's ever-existing, ever-conscious, ever-new bliss. May you always find ways to constantly nourish your soul and the souls of your children, God's children, as you dance together within God's love, as God's love. May you nourish the soul of every child of God. When you see chaos throughout the world, what are you really seeing? You're really seeing disharmony within a child of God, a soul just like you, a soul who has forgotten who it is, a soul looking for love just like you and I, perhaps looking for love in all the wrong places just like you and I have done at one time or another before something woke us up. Do we condemn them for that? Or find a way to understand and help?" Paramahansa Yogananda also said, "The ego consciousness in man keeps the soul attached to matter by presenting a series of mortal desires and by emphasizing the individuality or differences of each man, reminding him of the limited physical relations of country, race, nation, family, possessions, individual characteristics, and so forth. The soul, a reflection of spirit, should manifest its omnipresent, all-knowing character. The spirit is ever-existing, ever-conscious, ever-new, omnipresent joy. The soul is the individualized reflection. You are the individualized reflection of ever-existing, ever-conscious, ever new joy, confined within the body of each and every being. Let's keep exploring ways to nurture your ever-existing, ever-conscious, ever-new, blissful soul as you and your children go about your daily lives. Ways you can access and command your soul power to be present with each and every breath. Your eternal soul power is always there, just waiting for you to acknowledge, access, and apply it. Just waiting for your children to hold on to and use to create fulfilling lives. Each of these ways of acknowledging, accessing, and applying your soul power can be done as a family as well as individually. Martin Luther said, "Beautiful music is the art of the prophets that can calm the agitations of the soul. It is one of the most magnificent and delightful presents God has given us." Exposing your children to relaxing and uplifting music will provide immeasurable benefits now and for their entire life. Music soothes the mind, relaxes and enlivens the body, sends the soul soaring, and reconnects you with the vibratory essence of your beings. Berthold Auerbach says, "Music washes away from the soul the dust of everyday life." Music can improve your verbal IQ, aid in heart disease treatment by reducing the heart rate, blood pressure, and anxiety. Music can evoke colors in your mind and even help you see happy faces all around. As little as 15 seconds of music can change the way you judge the emotions on other people's faces. Great music can transform an ordinary day into something magical, even spiritual. It can provide solace, release, strong sensations, and more. Music is encoded in your genes. Singing raises your level of consciousness. Research shows that your voice, The sound of your voice is the most healing sound you can listen to. Your voice creates unique vibrations that attune and harmonize the cells of your body. Ever wonder why humming feels so good to you? Hum right now. Feel the vibrations it creates throughout your body. When you're done, rub your middle fingers up and down lightly right behind your ears. Feel the vibration that creates. You can hum or tone different sounds. Toning is an ancient healing practice anyone can do. Practice these with your children and invite them to be with us now. Let's tone the following sounds together. As we do, notice how your body and mind feel. Notice if you feel the sounds in certain parts of your body more than others. The first one we'll do is ah. We find the sound ah in the names of God throughout the world's religions. God, Allah, Ram, Ra, Buddha, Krishna, Tao, Koda, Jehovah, Brahman, Jah. I invite you to tone ah with me. Enjoy a deep inhale and let your breath out with ah. Inhale. Ah. Experience that a moment. Then inhale again, and on the exhale, tone Om. Deep inhale. Om. Tone often. Sing often. Tone during the pause we will be taking shortly. Tone E or M or hum. Feel the soothing vibrations of your voice.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi. This is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Are you still feeling the soothing vibrations of your voice? So the sounds that you can tone, ah, e, om, hum, sa. Practice those on your own. Tone them for as long as your body holds the inhale and let it out in a long, slow exhale with sound. Creating music with our voices, singing, chanting, is done by people of all religions, all societies, all around the world, because it's inspiring, joyful, and healing. In the Bible, Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. In Colossians 3:16 it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Rabindranath Tagore said, God respects me when I work, but God loves me when I sing. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, one can purify the mind by the chanting process, just as one can purify gold by putting it in a fire and fanning it with a bellows. The golden influence of music even rises right up from our genetic code, through our bodies and thoughts, and out into how we relate in groups. Making music together can help bring us together. A study of almost 1,000 Finnish pupils who took part in extended music classes found they reported higher satisfaction at school in almost every area, even those not related to the music classes themselves. Music is in our genes. We're born to dance. Infants as young as 5 months old respond rhythmically to music and seem to find it more interesting than speech. In a study done in 2010, babies spontaneously danced all different types of music, and those that were most in time also smiled the most. Martha Graham said, dance is the hidden language of the soul of the body. Dance often with your children. Your souls, minds, hearts, and bodies love dancing. Dance around the house. Dance while you're in the garden. Gardening, being in nature, is another way to bring forth the joy of your souls. Did you know there are healthy microbes or bacteria in the dirt? Not all bacteria are harmful. Simply smelling a handful of fresh, organic dirt each day can help strengthen your body's immune system, making it very strong and healthy. It'll feed the trillions of healthy bacteria that actually outnumber your cells 10 to 1. Any garden, large or small, has the potential of healing your mind and body. Luther Burbank said, flowers always make people better, happier, and more helpful. They are sunshine, food, and medicine for the soul. Planting seeds, watering them, watching them sprout, watching them grow taller attunes you to the cycles of life. It helps you appreciate things that you eat to support and nurture your own body. Grow some of your own food, from heads of lettuce to your favorite fruit tree. You can even grow live sprouts, sunflower, buckwheat, clover, alfalfa, broccoli in your own kitchen. Plant something this week and watch it grow. If it's something you can eat, notice how it tastes. Notice how it feels in your body after you swallow it. Then compare it to the same thing you buy from a supermarket and see which tastes better to you. Studies have shown that talking to your plants or playing classical music for them helps them grow just like it helps you. Try that on a regular basis and see what happens. If you watch real closely and listen real closely, you may even see your plants growing or hear something they want to say to you. Being in the midst of nature, surrounded by trees, flowers, and plants, will help you understand yourself. Become conscious of life's fragility and how important you are in the overall design of creation. You'll sense in your soul your significance in the time and space of the universe. One of the many wonderful insights of Mahatma Gandhi was, when I admire the wonders of a sunset or the beauty of the moon, my soul expands in the worship of the Creator. The Creator gave you, your children, every child, unique talents and gifts. Introducing your child to a variety of sports and crafts will give them and you the opportunity to see what those inner treasures waiting to be discovered may be. Supporting your children with the gift of choosing to continue with the ones they enjoy will build their self-esteem, confidence, dexterity, imagination, and other life-enhancing traits. Forcing them to continue with something they do not enjoy will not be harmonious or in anyone's best interest. Age-appropriate crafts for your children are calming. Help them focus, nurture their creativity, and help develop skills and talents that can prove very useful throughout their lives. Enjoy finger painting, drawing, molding clay, knitting, crocheting, model making, Lego type activities, Qigong, Aikido, and other conscious martial arts, or woodworking. Sports, played with the right attitude, will also help develop cooperation, agility, health, and much more. Someone once said, "If you want to be incrementally better, be competitive. If you want to be exponentially better, be cooperative." Daniel Burris said, "Focus on competition has always been a formula for mediocrity." And Dwayne Allen Hahn said, "Most people who watch sports don't understand that our true nature is to cooperate, not compete. We have been force-fed lies and reshaped to please malicious overlords for millennia. As conscious parents, we can teach our children the true value of sports activities, as noted by Washington Alston. The only competition worthy of a wise man is with himself." Famous golf legend Sam Snead said, "Forget your opponents. Always play against par." And Dr. Robert Anthony said, "You were placed on this earth to create, not to compete." This week and over the coming few weeks, nurture your children's creativity. Introduce them to some new crafts or sports. Have fun and enjoy them with them. You can also acknowledge, access, and apply your soul power by not doing some things. You and your children can give your eyes, ears, and brains a rest from electronics. Try turning off the television for a day or two or longer. I invite you to sit down with your children and family and share what you think and feel about not watching television for a day. Then pick a day and find something else to do with that valuable, irreplaceable time. Afterward, once again, invite each person to share what he or she experienced by doing something else. You can also give up computer games for a day. Share with each other what you feel and think about this before doing it, and then what the experience was like afterward. Or how about giving up your cell phones for a day? You can do the same thing with food. Have everyone in the family give up their favorite food for 1 week, sharing beforehand what you think and feel it will be like, and sharing after what it was truly like. And here's something else you can do that's different. How about trying a totally new food this week, one you've never had, maybe a fruit or vegetable? If there's an Asian market near you that you've never been in, go see what they have. Do you know what Chinese greens or Chinese broccoli is? How about durian, jackfruit, passion fruit, star fruit, or rambutan? Go see what other people eat and enjoy. If you shop mostly at grocery stores, treat yourselves to shopping at a local farmer's market. Get outside, meet the farmers that grow healthy, organic, pesticide-free, non-GMO food that will nourish every pore of your beautiful bodies. You'll also find that non-toxic food tastes much better. Spend a day and picnic at a park. Go for a hike. Bike rides. Enjoy the plants, the flowers, and the animals, and the birds. If there's clouds in the sky, Look at their shapes. See if any of the shapes look like things you see in everyday life. Maybe the clouds don't make the shapes, but the sky between the clouds does. Look for those shapes too. And here's another way you can nourish your soul. Before eating your food, gaze at it. Admire its beauty. Hold it in your hands with love and say, "Look how beautiful you are. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, earth, air, water, sun, trees, birds, bees, plants, and all the people who help bring this food to me. Thank you. Thank you so much." Chew your food with love, gratitude, and bliss. Enjoy every bite. Chew, and with each chew, think, "I love you." Chew your food with love till it becomes very watery, then swallow it with love. Feel that love light up your body like rays of the sun light up the sky. Eating is not a race. The first one done doesn't win. When you eat fast, your bliss disappears like the stars disappear when the sun rises. Your body is mostly water. Chew and turn your food into liquid. Otherwise, your food becomes like a rock thrown into a pond. It's heavy and sink. Enjoy lots of fresh water. Sodas may taste better to your tongue, but the rest of your body doesn't like them. All the sugars, sweeteners, and other additives in sodas slowly but surely cause your body to get sick. Water may not taste like your favorite dessert, but your body loves water. Your body, mind, and soul also love rest. All life is a dance between movement and stillness. Both are essential to be in balance. Resting or time out from doing things can help you in many ways. As we go into this next pause, pause yourself and reflect on what we've just shared. Reflect on ways you can nourish your children's souls, your own soul.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, beautiful souls, beautiful beings of light and love, conscious parents and conscious children. We're sharing ways that you can acknowledge, access, and apply your soul power to enhance every moment of your lives. And just like we take a pause between segments of this program, practice resting between the various activities that you do. Use that time to really appreciate what you just did, no matter what it was. Practice resting a few minutes, both before and after eating. Practice resting between playing and doing something else. Rest and relax often, even if it's just for 1 minute. Reading inspirational stories is another way you can nurture yours and your children's souls. As part of your reading program, I invite you to visit fairytalesforchildren.com. You'll discover 50 original, modern-day stories featuring Blissberry Bear and other delightful characters. These unique fairy tales were consciously designed to enhance your children's creativity, instill healthy values, develop their minds, and inspire their souls. They weave fantasy, reality, myth, and mystery into an educational, entertaining, inspirational, heartwarming experience for children of all ages. Albert Einstein said, "If you want your children to be brilliant, tell them fairy tales. If you want them to be very brilliant, tell them even more fairy tales. And if you want them to be superhuman beings, visit fairytalesoftheheart.com. The last treasure I'd like to share with you today is called The Breath of Soul. This is an activity your children will also enjoy and find very powerful. The Breath of Soul will help you and your children command and use your soul power to uplift every aspect of your lives. The Breath of Soul will ignite your hearts and develop your willpower. It will help you feel happy, joyful, and blissful. It helps make dreams and wishes come true. It's commanding your soul to enrich your life as well as the lives of others. You can do this standing up or sitting down. If it's safe to do so where you are now, lift up your left hand and look into your palm. Lovingly invite your soul to come right there in the palm of your hand. You may feel it as warmth, tingles, or even cold. You may even see it as shimmering light. It's okay, too, if you don't see or feel anything at first. You will as you continue to do this. Know your soul is right there in the palm of your left hand. Have complete faith. Now, if safe to do so, also lift up your right hand and look into that palm. Lovingly ask everything else in all of creation to be there in your right palm. Everything. Everything visible, everything invisible. All the people, plants, animals, oceans of the world, and all the stars, planets, and other objects in the sky. They too have a soul, just like you. They are the mirror of your soul. All these people and things are really just like you. They only look different. Wherever you look, you really see only you. Now, face both your palms toward each other. Your soul in one hand, everything else in creation, the mirror of your soul in the other hand. Looking into the space between your palms, imagine you are holding a ball of golden light right there between your palms. Fill that golden ball of light with all the love of your heart. As you breathe in, imagine your heart filling up with all the love you are. As you breathe out, send this love from your heart through your arms and hands into the golden ball. You may even see or feel this golden energy. With each breath of love you send from your heart, the golden ball grows bigger and bigger in your palms. Imagine this golden ball is sitting in the center of a rainbow-colored infinity symbol. An infinity symbol looks like the number 8 turned on its side. With each breath, see this rainbow-colored infinity symbol getting bigger and bigger too, until it reaches out into the universe. Now, think of one wish you want to make. Imagine this wish is right there in the center of the golden ball of energy, which is in the center of the rainbow-colored infinity symbol. Imagine there is a straw going from your lips to the center of this wish, and sip that wish up through the straw into your whole body. Now let your breath out with a long sigh. Feel that wish vibrating in every cell of your body. As you're still feeling this wish vibrating in your body, think of a second wish you want to make. It can even be the same wish as your first one. And I hope you are still with me here. So we were going to do a third wish here. So my internet dropped in the center of the golden ball of energy, in the center of the rainbow infinity symbol. Dip your straw into the center of this wish and sip the wish into your whole body. Let your breath out with a long sigh. Feel that wish in every cell of your body. And let's shower the entire world now with love. Take a big breath in. Turn both your palms out, fingers up toward the sky. Push your hands out away from your body. Exhale, saw, and offer your love to the entire world. Now imagine there are streams of golden energy coming out the tips of each of your fingers and thumbs. Imagine, feel this golden energy surrounding you, enveloping you in a cocoon of golden angel wings, a cocoon of golden love. You may really see or even feel this. Now, turn your palms towards you and scoop all this golden love into your heart. Take a deep breath in and notice how you feel. The breath of soul is very powerful. It will produce tangible results. You will be able to see, feel, and hear the vibrations of your soul as easily as you see your body. You will be able to use these soul vibrations to strengthen your heart, body, and mind. You'll be able to use these soul vibrations to attract your dreams and make your loving wishes come true. I invite you to enjoy the breath of soul as a family. Afterward, take a moment and share your wishes and dreams. You can also decide on a family wish or dream beforehand and have everyone make the same wish, creating a super wish. I invite you to enjoy the breath of soul 3 times a day this next week. Command your soul power. Use it to help yourself, your family, and all of life. As we conclude this program, may the experience of your ever-existing, ever-conscious, ever-new, blissful soul, your unique divine spark of God, become more and more tangible, more and more real and present for you with each passing moment. As Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Starship Enterprise said so often, make it so.